Trudy. I always wished I was a Trudy. Trudy is strong, yet wears her vulnerability like a siren's call. She knows how to draw you in. Her self-assurance and poise let you know she is utterly in control of her destiny. She's completely at ease with her place in the world and feels perfectly entitled to all she experiences. Oh, to feel that way, Trudy. Trudy would assume that you'd intend to let her come home with you tonight. She wouldn't be guessing, she'd just know, and she'd be right. She'd take you by the hand and lead you to your own bedroom door as if you'd never been there before, like it was a new place that she and only she could unlock. She'd take you to the large windowsill overlooking the city and bid you strip. You'd do so nervously, trembling with buttons, while she simply lifted the hair at her nape, flicking a catch to let her dress fall to the floor. You'd watch her step out of it, still in heels, flesh gleaming under the night's gaze. You'd still be in your rumpled skirt, sweating in silk, wishing you hadn't worn stockings as you fumble. "Here, let me," she'd say, approaching you, and you'd let her. You'd let her take over, peeling garments from you like a whisper of a gentle breeze while you burn and freeze with equal ferocity. Oh, Trudy would have you do things. She'd have you perch naked on the windowsill and she'd pause for a moment to admire her work before slipping up beside you, her porcelain skin reflecting hues of desire pouring from your own. "Spread your legs," she'd say, staring into your eyes, looking for hesitation. You'd do it. You'd spread your thighs until you thought your hips would break. You'd hook one heel on the sill and she'd slide her forearm under the other knee to hold it up. That's it," she'd say, her voice snaking through your senses as she holds your gaze, bringing you into the here and now. You try to retreat into yourself, but she's insistent. She makes you look into her eyes while her fingertips hook into your cunt, your wet, clenching cunt. Your pelvis moves all on its own, trying to catch another of Trudy's slender fingers. You flick your eyes to her shoulder and upper arm where you see the muscles flex and release with the rhythm she's playing on your dripping flesh. "Ah, yeah," is all you can mutter as she shoves fingers into you and kneads your clit with the heel of her hand and your chin drops to your chest as your teeth grind out the start of a frantic climax. She's fast. She pumps your cunt harder and you feel dirty, you get wetter. The more you want more, you want it harder, deeper, wider, she obliges, but only until you start bucking your hips. And then she stops. She stops and shifts position a little to grab at the hair at your neck with the other. She grabs it hard and pulls your head back. "Look at me," she says, exposing your neck as she starts fucking you again, and you jerk and spasm off into that silent space, staring into her eyes. Just as you hang in that place of nothing with your eyes wide, she smiles and leans in, devouring your mouth with hot, hard kisses as you crash and come hard over her hand as she keeps pumping. Her tongue fills your mouth and you respond, wanting to eat her whole, take her as she's taken you, Trudy, your Trudy, the Trudy you wish you were, the Trudy you are. You open your eyes to the sight of your bedroom. The window is cold on your back, the windowsill slippery where your bare ass and pussy are pressed, with your fingers still deep inside yourself. You shiver a little as you look around your empty room.